This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of Tuesday's U.S. presidential election, is expected to reverse some key policies of President Donald Trump when he takes office January 20th. Aides say Biden plans for the United States to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord and the World Health Organization. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from both of those organizations. Mr. Biden also plans to repeal the ban on almost all travel from some Muslim-majority countries and to reinstate the program that allows people brought illegally into the United States as children to remain in the country. During the campaign, Biden also said he plans to rejoin the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear weapons program, nuclear weapons development. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, say on a website they just launched that they will first focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the resulting economic recession, systemic racism, and climate change. On the website, they declared, quote, "We stand together as one America. We will rise stronger than we were before." Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have filed several lawsuits, including the one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. Former Republican U.S. President George W. Bush on Sunday congratulated Biden on his projected win, saying the Democratic president-elect had, quote, "won his opportunity to lead and unify our country." Bush served as the country's chief executive from 2001 to early 2009. He also called Vice President-elect Harris on Sunday. VOA News. Gunmen in northwestern Pakistan have shot dead a member of the Ahmadi religious minority, which critics describe as one of the most persecuted communities in the majority Muslim nation. Local police confirmed the Sunday morning fatal shooting in the city of Peshawar, saying an investigation was underway to arrest the assailants. Officials identified the slain man as Mehboob Ahmed Khan, an 82-year-old retired government officer. No one immediately claimed responsibility. A spokesman for the Ahmadi community in Pakistan told VOA he believes Ahmed was killed because of his faith. He noted that four members of the Ahmadi community have been killed in Peshawar over the past 4 months. Last month, a professor from the Ahmadi sect was shot dead in the city a day after he allegedly had a heated discussion with the Muslim professor over a religious matter. Human rights groups say an estimated 4 million Ahmadis in Pakistan have faced death, intimidation, and a sustained hate campaign for decades. Police in Belarus detained dozens of anti-government demonstrators who gathered for the 13th consecutive Sunday for protests to call for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. They are also calling for a new election amid unprecedented public resistance following a disputed election in August. Human rights group Vyazna released a list of 328 people that, according to the group, were detained by security forces on November 8th. The arrests were made in the capital, which is Minsk, and in other cities. The group said some of the detainees were later released. The protests come after police detained dozens of medical professionals at an unauthorized protest against Lukashenko on Saturday. There have been protests almost daily against Lukashenko in Minsk and elsewhere in the country since the presidential election, which protesters allege was rigged and that Western countries have refused to accept. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev says Azerbaijani forces have taken Shushi, the second-largest city in the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave. Armenian officials denied the report but confirmed fighting around the city. It's a hilltop settlement located on a main road overlooking the breakaway region's main city, Stepanakert. Video on social media showed lines of cars leaving Stepanakert on November 8th, although the scope of the exodus could not be independently confirmed. Large crowds of people gathered in Baku to celebrate following Aliyev's statement. They waved flags and chanted while drivers honked their car horns. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.